Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Hello and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I am your guest host for the evening, Yolanda Henderson, your evangelist, health coach, and your now naturopathic doctor. We're going to go live, and I'm just going to bring in some music, and we'll be right back.
All right. All right. Welcome to Making Your Dreams Come True again. I am your hostess for tonight, Evangelist Yolanda Henderson, and I'm going to be talking to you about making your dreams come true tonight. I hope everybody is on listening and have called everyone or called your friend or your mom or dad or your best friend or auntie and let them know that Yolanda Henderson is on the air tonight and she's going to be motivational speaking, trying to encourage us to follow our dreams. Making your dreams come true is tonight's topic, and we're going to discuss what everybody wants to, you know, the question everybody has: how do I make my dreams come true? How do I get motivated? How do I become persistent in doing what it is that I love to do? And I'm going to speak to you about that. The text for tonight is holistic health, holistic listening, and living, motivation, motivational speaking. And if you have questions, please feel free to call us in and ask your questions. The call-in number is 516-531-9837. That is the call-in number. So if you have any questions or you want to listen or talk about motivations and making your dreams come true, just give us a call in that number. Again, it's 516-531-9837. We're streaming live for an hour. We have about 51 minutes left, so I'm not going to be before you long, but I have lots of information. Okay, so everyday people just like you, we go out into the world and we make our dreams come true. I know you've heard of other people that have, you know, opened up their business or started their new contract or got somewhere in life where you're trying to get. And that is my topic for tonight. And those are the questions and the answers that we're going to be discussing tonight. I'd like to do everything in decency and in order, so I will go ahead and start out with a prayer. And I'd like to ask that everybody gets on one accord and you bow your head and humbly we go before the Lord in his throne of grace. And we go before him asking him, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for giving us our life, our health, and our strength, God. We thank you for rebuking the enemy on our behalf, God. We thank you for giving us the desires of our hearts, God. We thank you for rebuking the enemy and pleading the blood of Jesus over our lives. We ask you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to use me, God. Use Yolanda. Use her mouth. Use my mouth, Father God. In the name of Jesus, touch my heart, God. Make me whole. Clean me whiter than snow, Father God. Make me your servant tonight, God. I cannot do nothing without you. There's nothing on this earth that can be done without your love, without your grace, and without your mercy. I thank you right now for mercy and for grace. Because without those things, God, I'm nothing. I'm no one, God. I thank you for the faith, to know that there is a God that created the heavens and the earth, God, the stars and the moon, Father God, that created everything. It created you and I. God, I thank you, Lord, for having this opportunity to speak, God, to speak to other people all over the world, God. I thank you for the opportunity, Father God, to love you like there's no other God, because you are a jealous God. You said that in your word. You are a jealous God. I thank you for being the God of second chances, Father God. I thank you for being a God that makes ways out of no ways, Father God. There's none like you. There's none like you all over the world, God. I've been high and low, God, and there's no one like you, Jesus. I thank you for touching each and every one of my listeners tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, whatever their heart is desiring, God, you're making it happen right now, even in the atmosphere. You're making things happen, Father God, for those who love you, Jesus. You said it in your word. You said, delight yourself in me, and you will give us the desires of our hearts, Father God. We turn over our gifts, God, and we give them to you to bless them, God. We send up praises and thanksgiving because we know in our faith that they're already done. We thank you for the faith to receive whatever blessing that is on the way, God. We lift up our hands and we give them to you, God, for you to bless our gifts, God. You've already given us our gifts and talents, God. We ask that you multiply those gifts right now in the name of Jesus. Let them be kingdom-building gifts, God. Let them be used for your glory, God, that you may get the pleasure. You may get the glory, God, for your kingdom, God, for your kingdom's work. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. All right, thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me in prayer. Thank you for going before the grace of God, before the throne room of grace, and asking God to pour out his blessings upon us, to use me as a vessel to get to those that are lacking the knowledge, God, and listeners, for just being an understanding, for being there. When there's no one else like God to be there, he's using us, and we don't even really know it. All right, so let's go ahead and get started. I like to come down from my spiritual high. I love praying, so when I pray, I go before God and with a sincere heart of prayer and gratitude, and I think that's one of the things that get prayers through. But we'll talk about that later. We are talking about making your dreams come true, okay? So I know many of you have heard the old saying, the man who lost 200 pounds after being housebound for a decade and never could lose that weight, and all of a sudden they finally got the courage, they got the motivation, they got the strength, and they said, you know what, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they made the choice to change their life. Okay, you probably heard of the mother who worked tirelessly bringing her sick child to radiant health. I mean, over and over, constantly back and forth to the doctor until she said, you know what, I'm tired of being sick and tired. I'm going to do something about this. I'm tired of going back and forth to the doctors. They're not doing anything. Let me do this. Let me go before the grace of God. Finally got up. She finally said enough was enough. Or you probably heard about the grandfather who quit cigarettes after realizing his dream of running a marathon. He realized that what he was doing to his temple was not really what God wanted him to do. As soon as he put down that cigarette, he got that vision that God wanted him to do something great. A lot of us in our lives were dealing with things that if we let go and let God move us to where we're supposed to be in our lives, we will get there. So we just want to thank God for the opportunity to give us a vision and the opportunity to change whatever it is in our lives so that we can get to our goals. All right? So these are the steps, and it's the easiest way to turn a dream into reality is to take it step by step, one step at a time. I can speak for myself and use myself as an example. I've been waiting for 10 years to make my organization nonprofit, and it seems like it was obstacle after obstacle after obstacle was in my way. I couldn't do anything that I wanted to do. It seemed like it was like I had the vision, but I was right there at getting it, and behold, something would keep me from getting it. I would have another baby. I would get pregnant. I would go and start school. I would stop and start trying to get another degree, or I would move to a different location, or I would set my mind away from what I was supposed to do for God. God wants us to put him and his kingdom first, and all things will be added. I'm not saying that those things were not of God, but I'm saying that it may have taken a little longer for me to get to where God wanted me to be, and it took me around the mountain instead of straight down the path to where I was supposed to go. Okay, so obstacles are like wild animals. They are cowards, but they will bluff you if they can. So you see that you are afraid of them. They are liable to spring up on you, but if you look them squarely in the eye, they will slink out of sight. Okay, and that's by a writer, Orson Swett Marden. Okay, so could a plan help? Could we make a plan? Can we set some goals? Yes, ma'am. We can always set goals to make this plan work for us. And that's what we want to do. We want to make the plan work for us. Okay? So one of the first plans that we're going to talk about tonight is choosing one thing to get done. Okay? Instead of having a lot of things that you want to do, you want to choose one thing at a time. Okay? One thing at a time. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Just one step is all it takes to get those things that you want to get done. Okay, so if I have any callers that have any questions, be sure to call in because we have our phone lines open. And I want to thank everybody again for taking out time out of your busy nights. I know you could be doing 101 things, but you choose to call in and to listen to Blog Talk Radio. I am your hostess, Evangelist Yolanda Henderson, and I am talking tonight about making your dreams come true. In case anybody just joined us and want to know what we're talking about making dreams come true. We can do it, okay? If I can do it, you can do it. If the person down the street could do it, you can do it, okay? And it's not hard. The truth of it, it sounds hard, but in fact, it's not hard. And with the number of obstacles to overcome, that's enough to put your dreams on permanent hold. But you can rebuke those obstacles. You can overcome. You can loosen those shackles. And you can and you will be successful in the name of Jesus. All right? All right, the number to call in, I believe I wanted to give you that number again, is 516-531-9837. Again, 516-531-9837. That's the number for the guests to call in, and feel free to call in with any kind of questions. We're going to keep going. We're talking about how to make your dreams a reality or make your dreams come true. Identify what scares you most. Some of us get scared, okay? We get scared of things that scare us into our blessings. We hear our self-talk that tells us, you can't do it. You got too many kids. You will never be this. This will fail. It's not going to work. If you quit doing this one way, this is the way everybody's been doing it for all these many years, and this is the only way that you're supposed to do it. You have to identify what scares you. If you don't find out, then you'll never know. Ask yourself, what's the worst thing that could happen if I face this fear? Write down the worst-case scenario, and also write how you would confront it. So if it's starting a business, if it's running a marathon, what is the worst thing that could happen? Okay, worst thing that can happen in business, I've been there, I've done that, I've gone through it, I've gotten a jacket. The worst thing that could have happened to me that did happen. okay? It was almost like the law of physics happened, though. Anything that can happen is going to happen, and it may not always be right. It may not always be good. But you got to put aside those fears and push towards the mark. The quicker it is that you get to where you're going, it will be the quicker it will take you to finally realize you have a purpose in your life. I'm finding my purpose in life, and so can you. Okay? It's never too late to find a purpose. I know I have some Facebook listeners on here tonight. I thank my Facebook listeners. I want to thank my Holistic Society listeners. I own several businesses. So the Holistic Society is one of them that I get together with my Holistic Socials, and I let them know that, hey, you can do anything you want to do. God is, he's available to everyone. He's no respecter of person, and he don't just love me on my own. He loves each and every last one of us. Okay, and he's taking us higher and higher. All right, so that was one scenario. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, okay? All right, so next will be to identify a small reward for yourself once you've accomplished that activity. Then just do it. So reward yourself, just like you would reward your child if they did something good, or you would reward your husband or your wife with a special gift. Give yourself something that you can look forward to saying, hey, I accomplished this. I've rewarded myself. I got myself pins that says, you know, I accomplished something. I made my own trophies sometimes, and giving myself my own trophies. You know, just so that I can hang them up and look at them and say, you know what, I accomplished this business today. I accomplished this task, this program. Even if didn't nobody show up, I was able to do what it was that God wanted me to do. And that's all that really matters, okay? We're not here to please man. We're here to please God, you know. And God eventually says, you know, you're doing this for me. You're not doing this for you. You don't belong to yourself. You belong to me. So I do everything that I do for the grace of God and for his kingdom. May not be what someone is wanting to hear right then and there, but I'm still doing what it is that God wants me to do. Therefore, I have no fear of what the world think of me or what somebody else may say or may not like. It's about what God wants me to do and what I'm supposed to be doing, okay? And then so rewarding yourself once you accomplish that activity is a gratitude to yourself. And it may be from God. God may have given you the blessings in order to buy you what you need, the extra money that you may need. So then you have a reward from your creator, from your master, okay? All right, so as you complete what it is that you have to do, you check it off, okay, I've done that, and then you go on to the next step, okay? So next, what you want to do, you want to treat yourself to the reward, rejoice, and celebrate. So you're going to treat yourself to the reward. Once you have identified the reward, you treat yourself to it. It's like having a bowl of ice cream, but I don't really eat ice cream like that. But on the weekends, I give myself a reward. I say, you know what, I've done my 80% all week long. Okay, I've eaten healthy. I've done everything that I should have done that week. I'm going to go and take a Saturday or Sunday. I'm going to eat me a big piece of cake and some ice cream, and I'm going to reward myself. I've accomplished something. I've done it. It's certain things that you know that you've accomplished that you want to treat yourself to it. Go ahead and make it a special treat. If you go without it, say, for instance, you're dieting or you're getting ready to work out or you're getting ready to run a marathon or you're getting ready to open a business, save something that you normally would buy yourself, those coach shoes or that purse, and reward yourself for accomplishing a goal that you have set. I mean, it is so awesome to get rewards. It is so awesome when God blesses us with new cars and new jobs and new homes And I'm like, okay, God, I want this home. I want this. I want this. And I know that he's going to give it to me. I have faith that I'm going to get it. I just don't know when. I don't know how, but I have faith. And that's what having faith is. It's not knowing when and not knowing how, but just knowing that God Almighty is going to give it to us. But the thing is, when we're doing something for him and we're setting those goals and we're taking our steps forward and he's ordering our steps and we get in there one step at a time, we're rewarding ourselves. Basically, we think we're rewarding ourselves, but actually he's rewarding us, but we're getting a good reward. We're not getting something that we just would normally give ourselves. Because guess what, ladies? Guess what, men? If we took that money that we were normally getting, buying our shoes every other week or every 2 or 3 days or clothes, or I don't want to pick on anybody, but buying those Coach purses and getting our hair done every other weekend, we save that money up. We have enough money to open up a couple of businesses without going to get loans, without going to get, you know, borrowing money from other people. We have money in a savings account that will sustain us for a couple of months. Truth be told, you know. I hope I don't get nobody bad comments on me, but I'm just telling it like it is. You know, we identify small rewards for ourselves, and we only get those rewards when we accomplish something, you know, or an activity that we're trying to do. That's how we make our dreams come true, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so repeat the above steps as many times as necessary and watch yourself get happier and healthier by pursuing what you love. That's easy. That's the easiest steps, and it didn't even take me 20 minutes to tell you all those steps to making your dreams come true. Okay, I'm going to go by and repeat them again. Choosing one thing you want to get done, okay? So if it be losing 20 pounds, whether it be buying a home, whether it be opening up a small business, whether it be starting your nonprofit organization, I've done it. I've been there. The Gift of Life Community Home, we're thriving. We're going. I mean, I'm praying. I'm on a threshing floor. I'm in the spirit. I'm praying for the business. I'm praying for clients. I'm praying for workers who want to volunteer. It takes everybody. It takes a village. It's not just me. So when people get aligned to doing what God wants us to do, those people that we're praying for are going to start coming out the woodworks. They're going to start coming from out of nowhere because they're starting to understand that their purpose in life is not just for themselves. Their purpose in life is for everybody. Now, it's no mistake for a person to be here. You know, forget what your mama told you. Forget what your granny said. It was a mistake. It was an accident. Your mama didn't wear, you know, your daddy didn't wear a condom. No, God ordained and preordained everybody's existence into this world. Everybody's got a job to do. There's no little I's and big U's. There's no one person that's better than the other. There's no one person that can do everything and the other person can't. God can do whatever he wants to do. And he pretty much told us in the beginning that we can do whatever we want to do, you know, as long as it's the glorifying and edification of him. That's what we were created for. We were created to praise and worship and honor him with all beings on all aspects of our lives. He didn't tell us we weren't supposed to be no earthly good, but in long haul, we're all here on earth to better each other's existence, to be better than we were the day before, to learn one more thing that we didn't know. The parable, like I said, about the talents, the man, God gave the man talents, and the talents were supposed to be multiplied. They was not supposed to be buried. And, you know, that's what sometimes we tend to do with our gifts. Okay, any questions? I want to take any callers. I want to give you a few minutes to call in. The number to call us is at 516-531-9837. and we're making dreams come true tonight. If you have any questions or concerns, if you are by yourself and you feel like you can't do it, if you're trying to overcome fear, you know, the steps. I'm going to go ahead and give you the steps again while I'm waiting on callers to call in. It's choosing one thing to get done, one thing at a time, okay? Identifying what scares you the most, okay? Identify a small reward for yourself. Once you've accomplished that activity, then you do it, okay? You complete and you check off all the tasks off your to-do list. How many of you write down to-do lists? I know I do. Sometimes daily, sometimes every other day, but I have to have a to-do list because time will get away from you, I promise you, okay? Treat yourself to the reward. Rejoice when you've accomplished whatever you're trying to accomplish, and then celebrate. Take yourself out. Pick, you know, your favorite purse. Go out to your favorite place to eat. Do something that makes you happy because you accomplished something. You did something that God wanted you to. Maybe it was you've always been scared to witness to somebody. Well, guess what? God knows. He sees all. He's everywhere, and he knows everything. There's not one place that our Father, which art in heaven, does not go. I mean, even if you go into the restroom, he's there with you. Okay? He's omnipresent, omnipotent. He's everywhere. So if you have that fear, just remember God did not give you the spirit of fear. He did not tell you that you're supposed to be scared. And I had to battle that for a long time. God, how do I come out? I want to speak. I want to go here. I want to be this for you. I want to be a spokesperson, an ambassador for Christ. I want to be on missions. I want to go overseas. I want to, you know, do things. But God says, okay, you can do whatever it is that you want to do. Just make sure you're following the steps and doing your things that you're supposed to do in order, okay? So I reward myself when I accomplish those things and I can get to my goals and I can stick to my goals and my accomplishments when I follow my steps. Okay. And all right, it looks like we don't have any callers. So I've put dreams on hold. I've set my fears down, and I realized that fear was not of God. Fear is the opposite of faith. So if I have fear, then I'm not exercising my faith, you know? So that's what I've learned, to exercise my faith. All right. Well, we're going to wait. We're going to give us 5 minutes to see if we get any more guest callers or any guest callers or even to call someone to ask them to listen in. I did want to give you a short break, commercial break, of what we're doing with the Holistic Society. It's thriving. It's going. I mean, God is blessing. We're having a military charity ball this Saturday. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. And if God does not send us not one person, we're still going to celebrate in our heart. I'm still going to reward myself because you know what? I couldn't have thought of the greatest things to do was to have charity. God said to have charity is to love, is to give to others that are less fortunate than you. God has already blessed me. God has already blessed my children with more than enough. Our thing is we want to be a blessing to someone else. And if you are in need of a blessing, you are in need of toys, or you can't buy yourself or don't have the ends right now because you have that extra light bill or that water bill that's due, we understand. We've been there and we've done that. But God is a deliverer. He is a way maker, and he sets apart people that want to do mission work for his kingdom. That's what we're here for. So if you have a desire for anything for Christmas, we're having charities to donate items to us, gift cards and toys and coats and clothes, so that if it is something that you need or I need, God is going to bless. He's going to open up those doors. All you got to do is call us. The number that we can be reached at is area code. Well, it's not an area code. It's a toll-free number. It's 1-888-959-2093. Again, its number is 1-888-959-2093, and you can reach us 24 hours a day on that number, okay? I'd like to talk to you about where I've been over the past couple of weeks. I'm sorry I've not been on Blog Talk Radio. I've been dealing with some things, but God is working on me, and I'm coming back, and I'm coming back stronger than ever. I'm coming back with the joy. I'm coming back with the peace. I'm coming back with a praise. I'm coming back with a doctor's degree. I'm coming back with more, because God said don't stop. It gets better. It gets greater later. So my joy and my strength is coming from uplifting and preaching and teaching and informing people about their health. I am a holistic health doctor, teaching people natural medicine versus the traditional Western medicine. We're learning how to cure the common cold. We're learning what viruses are. Some people don't know what a bacteria is. Some people don't know, you know, what diabetes do to you. Some people don't even know what sugar levels are, and they get educated, and it goes in one ear and out the other because they're so stressed out and worried about how they're going to live to see the next day. We're learning about ingredients and foods. So if you stick with me and call in and join us every Monday night, we're back on Monday nights and for an hour. So if you have any questions or concerns, you can call us at 1-888-959-2093. We're getting ready to take it into several states and step foot on the ground and open up businesses to where we're giving jobs out. Now, if you need to work, if you need to make a little extra money for the holiday, we have scheduling positions that we're paying $12 an hour. We have caregivers that we're getting that are getting paid $14 an hour. And we have our office staff that we have, directors. We're looking for new directors, and those compensations are negotiable depending on levels and years of experience. So if you could just go ahead and call us, we can get that set up for you tonight or in the morning. Okay, and the number again for us to be reached is 1-888-959-2093. Okay, back to what we were talking about, and we were talking about making our dreams come true. Okay, we're talking about the steps. You know, I'll go back over the steps again for you so you have a clear understanding of how to make those dreams come true. And if you know someone else that needs motivation, we want to motivate everybody in this group. We want to uplift each other. We don't want to tear women down. We don't want to tear you down because we see you making it and doing something with your life and you not, so you hating on the next one. We don't do that here. We appreciate, we love, we motivate. We want to tell you, you can do it too. It ain't no little I's, no big U's. We're all in this together. We're all a part of God's body. If there's a song that you remember, a song that says, I pray for you and you pray for me. That's what we're doing here with the Holistic Society. That's what we're doing with the Gift of Life Community Home. That's what we're doing with the Holistic Brave Bar, because it's not just me that's doing it. It takes a whole village. It takes a whole village to raise a child. It takes a whole village to get a business started. It takes a whole village to motivate somebody that they can live and not die. If that person is on the verge of dying and you're speaking death, they will die. They're not going to want to live. They're going to want to die. So we have to keep each other in prayer and in motivation so that we can stay ahead, so we can learn what we need to learn to better ourselves for God's kingdom. Amen. Amen. And those steps, again, there's choosing one thing to get done. Okay, identify what scares you the most, okay, asking yourself, what's the worst thing that could really happen if I did this, okay? If I stop smoking cigarettes today, what's the worst thing that can happen to me if I stop? I crave cigarettes. I want to go and buy some more, even though I said I stopped, and then I'll be done stop my New Year's resolution of smoking cigarettes. You know, I'm going to tell you, I completely went cold turkey. I stopped smoking. I quit vaping. Everything. And people say it can't be done. It can be done. I am a witness. I sat here and did it. And it took me 2 days. It took me 2 days, and I craved. And I, instead of smoking a cigarette and that tobacco, I went and got me some chewing gum, some sugarless chewing gum, and I chewed myself. Every time I got ready to have that craving, I would stuff another piece of gum in my mouth until I was completely exhausted of wanting to smoke a cigarette. And I have never picked up another cigarette. I'll pick up a cigarette and try to, it's, stinks, it smells bad. I couldn't believe I put that up to my mouth. It's cancer on a stick. And it, all the things that people were saying about it, it was actually truth. I could not see it. I can only, you know, do what I was used to doing because it was something that was so common to me to do. I would go out on my break, on my lunch break. I would go out and sit out with everybody else, and it seems like everybody else was doing it. It was just one big party, you know, and now I've calculated the money I saved up. I don't have to worry about spending that little money. I can go and buy me whatever I want. I got to go buy somebody else something. I know there are some people out here that need that money that I'm investing in smoking a cigarette. And I'm not telling you that smoking and you're not doing what you're supposed to do because you're smoking, but I'm just wanting to be honest with you. What you're smoking is going up into flames when there's somebody less fortunate than you that could use that money, that's dying out here struggling and crying in their beds and at night because they need money, and we're blowing it up in smoke. It's just going puff, puff, puff into the atmosphere, to God's nostrils, because God is everywhere. Remember that. God is everywhere. It's going puff, puff into the beautiful air that he gave us to breathe with, you know. And I was guilty. I was guilty of it. So I'm not knocking anyone to make them feel less than. Remember I said we're all part of God's body. I need you and you need me, but you need somebody to tell you the truth. You need somebody to motivate you. You want to get to that dream, you need to get motivated. Not to tear down, but if you have to get tore down to get lifted up, remember, God never does anything that's not intentional. He never does anything that's not intentional. He loves us. He gives us what we want. He said, delight ourselves in him, and he'll give us the desires of our hearts. So I'm a testimony. I'm a living, walking testimony that God can and he will. Okay? So what was I at? I said, what was the worst thing that could happen? You think about the worst case scenario too much. You know, you'd be dwelling on that. So don't think about that so much. Just write it down. Okay, well, this could happen. Just be prepared for the devil to try to come in and knock you off your grind. Because that's what he does. If he ain't on his job, then you ain't doing something right. He's going to come in, he's going to knock you down, and he's going to make you feel like you can't do it or you're not supposed to do it because he is better than you. No, that devil is a liar. Remember, the devil is a lie from the pits of hell, okay? You can do all things through Christ that gives you strength in the name of Jesus, okay? So we're going to reward ourselves. We're going to find, write down some things that rewards you. Is it that extra piece of cake? Is it that, you know, vacation, that cruise? Maybe you want to take yourself on a cruise. Maybe it's, you know, buying you your favorite outfit. But you reward yourself not just because, not rewarding yourself because it's the weekend. Oh, yeah, it's the weekend. I don't work all week. Most people reward themselves because it was the weekend and they had, you know, a long week of work and they didn't really have to be there. Okay, I get that. But I'm talking about an accomplishment that you normally would not do because stepping into your stepping outside of your comfort zone is what we're trying to get to. Opening a business is stepping outside of your comfort zone, okay? running a marathon, losing weight is outside of your comfort zone, okay? So I'm talking about doing something all week long and you're not getting paid for it, you're slaving for it, you're working extra hard, you ran a mile, and you normally ain't never ran no mile before, and you finally gonna run that mile. Okay, you finally going to get on that treadmill, or you finally going to drink some apple cider vinegar, some ladies and gentlemen. You never said, you always said that stuff tastes so bad. It's nasty. Okay, so you finally worked up your nerve to start taking apple cider vinegar. You did it for a whole week. Okay, and I can get into apple cider vinegar on another episode. I want to talk to you all about weight loss, but apple cider vinegar helps with weight loss. I don't know if anybody have ever heard of it, but it does. It's a really good aid. So I'm talking. I've been busy talking. I want to give someone a chance to ask questions. So the number to call in is 516-531-9837, and we're live. I'm your hostess, Yolanda Henderson, okay, your evangelist, your health coach, your natural doctor, and I've written some books. They're still in the making, but I've written them. I can't wait to get those out to you all because I know they're important. I got a book that I've written on teenage pregnancy. I have a witness, I have a deliverance, and I have a testimony about teenage pregnancy, and there are some teenagers that need to hear this story, that need to overcome the devil's obstacles. Even though I've said it over and over again that everybody is ordained and predestined for the Lord. Everybody that comes here is no mistake. So I'm not beating up any teenagers, but I'm not condoning it either. I'm not condoning teenage pregnancy. And we need to know that God has so much more in store for us than you know, answering the call of the devil or giving into the temptation. So we must know and be aware of what temptation looks like. I pray everybody get a discerning spirit, because that's where you start discerning things that are not healthy for you, and listening to what mama told you and doing the best things that you can do in life until you can do better. A lot of us don't know that we're part of a statistic, and statistics can be degrading to some of us, but God has the final answer. He has the final say so, and he's the one that knows all and controls all. So you never supposed to listen to the negativity, even the negativity that you speak upon yourself. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So if you start practicing healthy talk, then you'll start getting delivered from the depression, from the changes, from the obstacles that come to make us scared, to freeze us in our steps, to make us not want to make another move. But if we know and understand that our daddy owns everything and that the devil cannot talk us into doing nothing that he does not want us to do on this earth, then we'll get one step ahead of the devil, and we can walk over him and stomp him over his head as we walk up, as he elevate us, as we step up to where God wants us to be. All right? Amen. We're getting there. All right? So guests can call in 516-531-9837. We have about 10 more minutes left. I told you we're hiring. The Gift of Life is hiring. We're hiring in every state. I'm looking for a board of directors because we're going to every state. And we are getting clients, and we're making homes happy. We're de-stressing. We're detoxing. We want to do it all. So if you have a loved one, or you are in need of learning and educating your loved one that's sick, give us a call. We want to help. We have trained, certified practitioners, non-medical practitioners that want to help you today. Give us a call. We're one phone call away, 1-888-959-2093. We want to help you. All right, so if you just joining us, I've invited a lot of guests tonight. I'm not sure who's on and who's not, but we were talking about the topic for tonight's discussion was how to make your dreams come true, or making your dreams come true. So I'm going to go back again and refocus on what I just talked about, just in case you just came in. Everyday people, just like you and I, we go out into the world to make our dreams come true. That's what we do, right? We get up in the mornings, we go to work, go to our jobs, we go, you know, some things, some of it we don't want to do. We just do it because we have to pay the bills. But deep down inside of us, God gave us a desire, something that we really, really, really want to do. It's something that we can do it even if we didn't get paid to do it, okay? And that's where our dreams come from. That's where our desires come from. And God said in the Bible, he will give us the desires of our heart if we delight ourselves in him. Okay, so it's something that we have to delight in God for. Not that we're using God as a glorified sugar daddy. It's not that we're wanting to just do that for that. But we're doing something for God because he created us to do stuff for God. And those dreams are self-inflicted. They were put upon us in our brains and in our conscience before the foundations of the world, before we were even born. Okay? We were born with a purpose. Our purpose is alongside of it. It's the same as having a dream. Okay? It's a purpose. We have a purpose. Everybody has one. Okay? So if we use purpose instead of dream, we can say it like this. All right? Everyday people, just like you and I, we go out into the world and we make our purposes come true. Okay? They did it. Why not you? You're no different than any of these successful individuals. All right? And I was talking about the woman that started her own business. I talked about the man that ran the marathon after he stopped smoking cigarettes. I talked about the man who lost 200 pounds, okay? So either way it go, we have a purpose, and God wants to use us through those purposes, but our life is our testimony. We have to learn how to overcome, all right, in order for God to give us our purpose. Some of us is missing out on our purpose because we're too busy fighting with somebody what they did to us last year or 2 years ago. Let that go and get to where God wants you to be. Some of us is still grieving over something that we didn't do for a loved one that we lost, and we need to let that go, and our loved ones will be more happy seeing us prospering instead of grieving. Now, somebody might not like what I said, but I have to be the one to tell you the truth. I have to be the one to motivate you to get up and keep going. If don't nobody else tell you what thus says the Lord, let me be the one to tell you tonight. God wants us to get to where we're going, out of depression, out of self-pity, out of grieving, out of everything that's holding us down from getting to our purpose, stepping out on faith, realizing what our purpose is, and if you need help, here, I'm here. Give me a call. I've been trained in this whole situation. I went to school for it, got the lesson, you know, got the information. If you need a one-on-one consultation, I'm here. You know, I'm just a phone call away. I'll give you my number again. It's 1-888-959-2093. And most people don't really like the way I talk because I'm straightforward, okay? I don't shoot from the hip, but I like to tell the truth, okay? The devil is the author of lies. He will lie to you to sugarcoat you to make you feel good, okay? I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to set you free. I'm going to catapult you into where you're supposed to be, because I want you to be where you're supposed to be, because in God's kingdom, if nobody's doing what they're supposed to do, we have empty phone lines, we have empty conversations, we have empty venues, we have, you know, nobody's wanting to do what the Lord wants us to do, but we'll be busy at a concert for someone else, we'll be busy doing something for Satan to glorify somebody else to get their pockets fatter, but we're not doing nothing to help and support each other. Okay? So that's where I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to ask if there's any phone calls, if there's anybody that needs a prayer, give me a call. I am an evangelist. I love to share the good Lord's news, tell you about Jesus Christ. If you have not accepted the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior today, I'm here. I'm ready to help you to say the prayer of grace and faith, and get you in line to where you're supposed to be so that you can get your purpose. And next week on Monday night at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, forgive me if I'm a few minutes late, but I just came back from 8 o'clock, so I'm switching it to 7 o'clock, and I've been out on vacation. And this information is in your monthly newsletter, the November newsletter. If you did not receive the newsletter, please feel free to email me at thegiftoflifecommunityhome@gmail.com. We have a Gmail address, thegiftoflifecommunityhome@gmail.com, and we get the mail that way, and we send you out a newsletter. All of our newsletters are full of information, all of our events. If you want to make a donation to our organization, you feel free to do that. We can take donations on our website at www.thegiftoflifecommunityhome.wordpress.com. Okay. We'll finish up next week. It will be the 16th, Finding Your Dream, or Making Your Dreams Come True. That was the name of it, Finding Your Dreams, but I call it Making Your Dreams Come True. We do have online meeting information for a health coach information session for women on the 18th from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We would like for you to RSVP so you will make sure that I have your place. If I don't have anybody to RSVP, I'm not going to have it. That's how I'm starting to do nowadays, because I don't want to waste my time, and my time can be spent. I have 6 children, so they could be spent other places. Again, November the 14th, 2015, is our military charity ball at the Doubletree Hotel from 7:30 to 11 p.m. We are accepting clothing and food, toys, and the tickets are discounted. Now, if you want a ticket, you can get a ticket by calling 1-888-959-2093 or going to eventbrite.com, and it's / first annual military ball tickets, okay? November the 25th is our Thanks for Life turkey and food delivery. If you or someone you know is in need of holiday meals, contact us. Thank you for joining us tonight, and be blessed in the Lord, God, Father, in the name of Jesus. Have everybody to remain safe until we meet again. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace and your mercy tonight. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Have a good night.